God. Help Brother Moore. Lord, him, use him mightily, God, in this sermon. Give us exactly what we need for the word tonight, God. Lord, anoint him mightily, Jesus. Hallelujah. Use him greatly, Lord.
Lord's been good to us. Just like Brother Shorty said, we wake up each morning with one more time this side of eternity that we can call upon God. I'm not bragging, but a lot of times when I'm kneeling at an altar, Brother Hal, I say, Lord, I thank you for one more time this side of eternity. Because there's going to be a time, as the old saying goes, we're going to go to sleep here and wake up over there. And then it's too late to call out to God. Remember the parable that we heard about? The rich man said, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Said, it was too late to do his begging and pleading then. So we got to do it while we're here. Praise God. Good to be back in the house of God tonight. Glad to see each and every one of you that was able to make it tonight. And I think Brother Tommy can relate to what I'm about to say. A lot of times when you start studying the Word of God, one direction here, another one here, and you're going about six or eight different directions at the same time. But the one thing about it, when you truly have your mind set on the Word of God, you get right back to where you start again. Glory to God. And I've never tried to do anything like I'm going to do tonight. The Lord has given me two scriptures. I'm going to try to preach both of them at the same time. They're related. They're written by the same writer. But they both mean the same thing. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings is the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And if you don't want to turn to that one, turn to Isaiah 38, and we'll be reading 1 through 5 there through this same scripture. 2 Kings, chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, The God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the ball, and he recovered. My primary thoughts tonight is going to be in verse 1 and verse 5. Four words in each verse. There are several times in the book of 2 Kings and in the book of Isaiah that Isaiah used the term, Thus saith the Lord. Brother Bobby, how many times one of your children come to you and say, Mama said. Sister Rhonda, how many times has that same child come to you and said, Daddy said? We have to be careful, because tonight, what I'm going to relay to you and try to implant within your heart, thus saith the Lord. Years ago, Brother Randy, I had a supervisor out at Red River, and it wouldn't be embarrassing to call his name, so I will. His name was Will White. And we had a meeting one day, and he said, I don't care how many times you say Will said when you're telling somebody something, but before you say it, make sure Will said it. That's what we have to be careful of today. If we're going to say, thus saith God, thus saith the Lord, whatever terminology we use, we must be sure that God has said it in the first place. These children, they'll come around, they'll tell you what you want to hear. And they'll tell you something that maybe will soften your heart to allow them to do it. But Mama said I could do it. And they hadn't been anywhere near Mama for the past 2 hours. Or they may say Daddy said. But we have to make sure, especially when we are repeating something, the one that we are quoting, Brother Tommy, we got to make sure that that person said it to start with. But tonight I am persuaded to believe any time that someone says, thus saith the Lord, God or his son Jesus has said it at least once and multiple times thereafter. Thus saith the Lord. Glory. I don't know what kind of sickness that Hezekiah had. The type of sickness, Sister Betty, makes no difference. The thing is, tonight, we know that Hezekiah was sick. And according to the word of God, he was sick unto death. He was about to die. The prophet Isaiah come unto him, and he said, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. A lot of times, I heard it preached one time, Brother Tommy, that he was about to backslide and the prophet come unto him to remind him of God. But the way I read the scripture and the way I studied into it, there was an affliction upon him, Brother Jack, that he was going to die a physical death, not a spiritual death. Hezekiah was about to close his eyes on this earth, never to wake up again. But God sent the prophet unto him, and he said, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou art going to die and not live. And according to my Bible, King Hezekiah, he was a praying man. This is not the first time that he had called on God. Too many times today we hear of and we see of that the only time that people call upon God is when they are in need. Many years ago, I believe it was Hurricane Frederick that went through Mobile, Alabama. And you all know Brother Donnie Williamson. He said God heard a lot of strange voices that night, because too many times we call upon God when we are in need. But tonight I'm telling you, thus saith the Lord, that we need to call upon him now and we can thank him later. When the trials and the tribulations come, we've already talked to God about it and he is opening the way for us. But if we wait until the trials and the tribulations hit, that's when we're going to run into a problem. But tonight, we know or we have our feelings of what's going to happen tomorrow. We're making preparations for tomorrow, because the word of God says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, But you say, I'll get ready, and then if I'm here, I can do a little bit more. That's one way to look at that. But the Word of God says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day brings forth. But we have to be ready, so we start our preparation. And the best way to start preparation is talking to the Lord today. Thus saith the Lord. Whenever Hezekiah started to reign, I believe the scripture says he was 25 years old. The first thing he did, Sister Lisa, was reopen the temples and made repairs thereof. Another thing, he went out, Brother Bobby, and he cut down the groves. He took down the old brazen serpent that had been hanging out there for 900 years. It served its cause. Thus saith the Lord, if you're bitten by the serpent, look upon the brazen serpent and thou shalt be healed. Even with that, Brother Randy, some of them wouldn't even lift their eyes to that brazen serpent after God had told them to. Call it pride, stubbornness, or whatever, they still would not look up. But if we're going to look to God, we're going to have to look up. Oh, glory to God. Before each battle, he'd go before God in prayer. And then whenever he went out, I couldn't find anywhere in the scripture, I'm not saying it's not there, but I didn't find it, where he gave a testimony. But from what I read in the scripture, he went to God, thanking God for all that he had done for him, in guiding him in his battles. He didn't turn around and say, thus saith the Lord, but we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But he asked God for guidance, and God replied. Prophet Isaiah come into the king. He said, O king, back in that day, one of the popular greetings, O king, live forever. This was one of the best greetings that a king could hear. But Isaiah didn't greet the king that way this day. He said, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Hezekiah didn't wait for the prophet to leave, but he turned over against that with his face against the wall, and he cried out to God. I don't know why he reminded God. Some people might say he was even bragging as to what he had done in the past. But he got God's attention when he rolled over. And in, as a woman in travail, he cried out to God and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember I did this, I did that, O Lord. Isaiah was on his way out. And to show you it don't take God all week or all month or all year to answer, before Isaiah ever got out of that palace, God appeared unto him again. He said, turn thyself and go back. Go back in there. Tell that king. Said, I've heard your cries. I've seen your tears. Oh, it sounded good then. He said, tell him I'm going to heal him. I've heard his prayers. I've seen his tears. And today, I'm telling you about a man that God did something for he had never done before, and he's never done since, the way I'm going to explain it. I'm sure that he has done it, but not specifically as he did with King Hezekiah. He said, on top of all of this, I'm going to add 15 years to his lifespan. Nowhere else in the Word of God will you find a specified time span for a man's life. Why God picked this particular one, I don't know. It's not for me to understand. But God said, go into him and say, thus saith the Lord. God told him to say this. With authority, you're saying, God told me to tell you this. And your authority is, thus saith the Lord. He said, turn again and tell Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I've heard thy prayer. And it wasn't a strange voice coming to him. I've seen thy tears. Because earlier I read to you that he wept sorely. That means bitter tears. He was crying out to God. He wasn't accusing God. A lot of us today, Lord, why are you doing this, and just go on our way? But he was calling upon God, trying to get a definite answer. And he got an answer. Thus saith the Lord, I heard your prayers. Thus saith the Lord, I have seen thy tears, and I'm going to heal you. Whatever that affliction was, it ain't no more. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. The very same house of the Lord that the king himself had reopened and had repaired and was worshiping the master in. Glory to God. God has given him another chance to go into the house of God. Glory. And then Hezekiah turned around. He said, I'm trusting and I'm believing in God. Said, but how will we know for sure that he's going to do all that he said he was going to do? That prophet looked over at him and said, well, see that sundial out there? I'm using my words now. See that sundial out there? That shadow is going to go down 10 degrees. Or it'll back up 10 degrees. Hezekiah looked at him and said, it's easy for it to go forward. I'd like to see it go backward. And that shadow on that sundial, it backed up 10 degrees. If you were seeking after God tonight, a lot of people says this is impossible about what I'm going to say to you. But if you're seeking truly, honestly, faithfully seeking God, it can happen. You look out the window. I'm going to use a hypothetical situation here, although it could happen in some people's homes. But you look out in the backyard. There's one apple hanging on that tree limb. As you're watching that apple, it falls to the ground. And now for your sign from God, that apple can go from the ground to the tree limb. You're looking at me like you think I'm crazy. But if you're truly seeking after God, things like that can happen. And when it doesn't, where is your faith? I believe it could happen. I truly believe it could happen. But we've got to be sincere and honest and faithful to God for it to do it. But he said it's an easy thing for that shadow to go forward. But it's not such a light thing for it to go backward. But as they watched the shadow on the clock, on that sundial, that shadow backed up. All because thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Then it goes on to say, on here in the scripture, it says that, doesn't say how many, but it definitely said there was one boil upon his body. He told the caretakers there, said, now take the fig, make a poultice, and place it upon the boil. I may be wrong, but I think that poultice served two purposes. One was to draw that corruption out of the bloodstream, and the other was for the unbeliever of God. To the unbeliever, that fig poultice saved King Hezekiah's life. But for those of us who trust and believe in God, he was healed because God said he was going to heal him. But for that unbeliever, that fig poultice was placed upon that boil. The corruption was drawn out of the king's body. The king recovered. And in 3 days, just like the Lord said he was on his feet going into the house of God. You may disagree with me on that, but that's my thoughts concerning the poultice that was placed upon his body. And you won't find that comment anywhere in the Word of God. But tonight, if we'll reach out to God, somebody is going to come up to us eventually and say, thus saith the Lord, and they'll tell you everything that you need to hear. I won't tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you what you need to hear, especially if the Lord says, you go and you tell. Just as he told the prophet Isaiah, he said, go unto the king, say, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. The king turned his face to the wall. He prayed, wept bitterly, and the Lord went back unto the prophet and said, turn thee around. Go back unto the king and say, thus saith the Lord. Tonight, I feel like the Lord has told me to tell you what I have told you. So I'm telling you tonight, thus saith the word of God. God did not appear to me physically, but he did appear to me spiritually. And I'm relaying to you what he laid upon my heart. So thus saith the Lord. That's what we have to remember tonight. We've got to be careful when we're saying, thus saith the Lord. I'm going to cover one thing and then we'll come and pray. One of the most misquoted scriptures in the Word of God tonight is, money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. But if we come up here and say, thus saith the Lord, money is the root of all evil, we're not saying it as God said it. Because if you say, thus saith the word of God, or thus saith the Lord, then you should say, the love of money is the root of all evil. We have to be careful when we say that someone said something, so we make sure that they said it before we repeat it. Thus saith the word of God, pray without ceasing. So all who will, let's build us an altar. Thank the Lord for these words tonight, these scriptures, and ask him to keep his protective hand upon us as well as all of those who are traveling. Come and pray.
Well, that was good preaching, wasn't it? Say amen. You know one thing about that? I'm glad that Isaiah was in a place where he could hear from God. Amen. There's got to be somebody, y'all, that can get a hold of God now. And Isaiah had the word of the Lord, Brother Marty preached to us. And even before he even got gone, God spoke to him again, and he went right back. Amen. And said, now good news, Hezekiah. This is what God said. Amen. You can dry your tears. God said you're going to live. Amen. It's important that we're able to get a hold of God. Amen. Amen. That's right. Okay. Any announcements tonight? Because I know I won't be able to think of all of them. All right. Let's remember the fundraiser. We know about that. Monday, March the 18th from 5 to 9 at Tamales. Go in there and register. I guess they'll have something for us to sign for the house of prayer. Okay. All right. And Brother Bobby and Sister Rhonda's buying everybody's meal. So let's all go and eat and just enjoy. Is that not right? Not thus saith the Lord? All right. The Lord didn't say that. I did. Okay. Amen. Please pray for Brother Anthony. I know he's a nervous wreck right now. He's going to preach in the morning. As far as I know, he's going to preach first. And y'all pray for him. I know he probably won't get a night's sleep at all tonight. But I know he's a good preacher, and the Lord's able to help him. And pray for Brother Shad. He'll be preaching tomorrow night. And I forgot to say, Brother Charles called, and Sister Connell is broke down in Kansas. And her water pump's going out on the car, so he's trying to figure out how he's going to help get her home. So y'all pray for them. Anything else tonight? Anything else before we dismiss? All right, let's stand. Thank the Lord for this service. God, we thank you, Lord, for this service tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word of God that we've heard.